We just wanted to make sure that we're doing all that we can to help the environment on board. Pre-COVID, we used to do recycling on board. That had to stop, obviously, because of COVID. So we're hoping to bring that back in.
So how do you do it on these flights?
We can only, at the minute, recycle when we come back into RAF Bryce Norton or RAF Mount Pleasant. We can do plastics, aluminium cans, newspapers, magazines, books, and also glass. And we've got a system in place on our clearing in. We can separate things as we're clearing bits in from the passengers. And then we have to pack it up, label it, and then Sodexo comes and picks it up when we land.
Why do you think it's important to bring this back in now?
I think we need to, especially because we're an airline, I think it's important that we need to do what we can to help the environment and the future.
Is this just on long-haul flights at the moment?
No, this can be on short-haul as well. As long as we're flying back into RAF Bryce Norton, we can recycle.
So, for anyone that is going to be flying back into RAF Bryce Norton soon, what can they do to help you with this?
They can help us by keeping things separate, so that when we come in clearing in. We can't recycle any food products, so if there's anything been in contact with the food, so yeah, just making sure everything's separate when we come around and clearing.
The four of you on the recycling team, how do you help other staff that are on the plane to achieve this goal?
So we've got the crew guide that all the crew have got access to, and also the four champions will be on the first set of flights, the first couple of weeks of flying, just to help make sure everyone's clear with everything that they need to do, all the processes and things, and everything that we can recycle.